Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Emily Morrow, who's the Director of Color, Style, and Design with Shaw's Residential Business. Emily, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. Right here before Christmas break, just gotten a chance to walk through some of the products that Shaw's rolling out in 2015. I want to talk about that in just a minute. It might be good to remind our audience that you actually have an interior design background, right?
I do. I'm really thankful for that background. It totally alters how we approach product development with that in mind.
So I'm sure that you guys with your staff have been working in the back rooms and you've come up with what you're going to roll out in 2015. Let's talk first on the carpet side. What are the things that your team is the most proud of that you're coming out with this year?
If I were to stop and think about what we're most proud of, it would be a long list. But I think the most interesting for our conversation today might include our caress patterns. Initially, the reason I'm excited about those and want to share those with you is because out of those 10 caress patterns, 5 of them are loop patterns that are kind of our homage to our bedspread industry. So we've referred to those as our chenille loop patterns. In addition to those, we have 5 color point patterns that are just incredibly beautiful. And they are the result of our team scouring the markets this past year and identifying what are those mega trends for this coming year. So when you see it, when the consumers see it, when our dealers see it, it's recognizably fresh and new and exciting.
Now, the dealers that have drunk the Shaw Kool-Aid know that Caress is a nylon 6, and it's an ANSO product, right?
Yes, it is.
And when you say Caress, now you're talking on the upper end. So the fact that you start with that is telling me that as this market recovers, we're starting to see maybe a movement up to a higher price point, right?
We are. What we hear from our dealers and what we see, even as I travel and talk to with their sales associates and even occasionally get to speak with their own customers that come in, they are asking for better quality goods across the board. So consumers are investing more per square foot for their homes, and we feel like this Caress collection is the perfect way to address that need.
Now, I've seen some of the styling, and I've got to think this is pretty complicated when it comes to what's going on in the plant. I mean, some of the machinery that's making these products is state-of-the-art, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. You mentioned earlier, the last time we spoke about, you know, major innovations in tufting was when we launched Inspired Spaces, and that was 2006. So fast forward to when we launched Caress, and with these updates, we have had a major leap forward in tufting innovation with the way we can outline patterns with color. So when you see these Caress patterns, you'll see not just the pattern that's tufted, but the color has a painterly effect. So the design team, the technical team, everything is aligned so beautifully where they can express these patterns and colors unlike ever before.
And one of the great things about pattern is that it's trackless. I mean, it shows no footprints, which moves me to another trend that was a couple of years ago. Tell me what's been going on with this ultra soft carpet.
Well, I think consumers equate it with luxury. Luxury is equated with quality. And when you look at quality and what the consumer expects, that also includes color variety. It includes comfort. It includes better designs, better variety. And, of course, when it is soft and it does perform underfoot, then you've kind of got a winning combination, which is what we feel like the Caress, it kind of fulfills that need.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're saying to me is that Caress is a very soft product, but it's not really in that category of that the type of product that you could turn around and see your footprints in, right?
Correct. With the exception of one product we named Surface Impressions, so you'll expect to see those beautiful footprints. Some people actually like that.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned when I introduced you, you are the director of color. Let's talk about color trends in the residential marketplace. Most people know that we're seeing a lot more grays, and the beiges have kind of cooled down, right?
Yes, and you're decked out totally in gray with the exception of your button-down shirt. But gray has been a big, not just a trend, but it's been a big movement. We've seen it since 2007. Depending on different parts of the country, some people are just now experiencing the big gray trend. But it's the one color, if you look across the board in every category, hard surface, soft surface, residential, and commercial, you'll see it reflected in every one of those categories.
Well, let's talk about hard surface for a minute. Obviously, obviously, most people know Shaw's invested heavily in LVT, and you'll start sometime this year producing your own LVT product. Tell us a little bit about what your team is most excited about in the hard surface area.
Well, you mentioned LVT. What I love about LVT, and I think what the consumers love about LVT, is the variety that they're able to find in LVT styles. So if you look at the mega trends that fall into hardwood, hard surface as a whole, it is the clean white oak visuals, white oak as in sliced maybe, rather than peeled. So you can do that affordably in resilient vinyl. You can find those cooler grays. You can find those cleaner flaxen colors that have a little bit more of a European feel to them. But you're also able to find that in our hardwood launch as well. So I think overall there is a more sophisticated variety. Of course, a little bit of chatter, a little bit of scrape, of course, is still preferable in different parts of the country. Maybe in Texas you might find a little more character, but smooth with a little bit of character has kind of been the bigger trend.
And I should point out too, because you've taken me through this line just a few minutes ago, is that while you don't make ceramic tile, you have some very attractive ceramic tile products that are rolling out this year, and many of them are in that hardwood look, aren't they?
Oh, one of my favorites we have just launched is called Napa Plank, and it is a gorgeous wine barrel look, a wine barrel aesthetic in a porcelain tile. So the consumer can come in and create a herringbone pattern or just a linear plank pattern and really define a space. It can go in bathrooms, outdoor living spaces, of course, any other area where it's desired. But I think just that wood trend itself, just the pattern of the wood, the beauty and the warmth of the wood allows that consumer to bring that into areas where they might not could have before.
Okay, Emily, so that kind of wraps up what you're rolling out next year. Now, I understand you've got some news around Shaw's Color of the Year. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
This will be our second year of having the Shaw Floors Color of the Year. For 2014, we named English Royal Navy as our Color of the Year, which we introduced through several installations. For example, the HGTV Smart Home that was in Nashville, you were able to find a lot of the English Royal Navy on the floor, and it was incredibly gorgeous. So for 2015, our color of the year is a color that one can find in every one of our categories. It's luxurious and yet sensible. It's a color that gives an ideal backdrop for bringing in a lot of color pop. And we have talked at great length about what the right color is, and we would love to introduce it to you today. It is Lady in Gray. And if you were to find this color, you can go directly to our Caress patterns and look for color 554 in a couple of those designs to find it right away. But it's one of the most beautiful grays, and it's similar to your jacket that you have on that looks like it might be cashmere. And we're very excited about this color of the year.
So it's a kind of a medium gray then?
It is, yes.
All right. Okay, well, that's good news. All right, Emily, thanks so much for spending time with us, and look forward to spending more time with you at your every other year convention, which I believe is in late January, right?
Yes, we can't wait.
All right. Again, been talking to Emily Morrow, who is Director of Color, Style, and Design with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLE.net.